Hello, hello, beautiful listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Be a Boss Coaching Podcast. My name is Beatriz, and I am the podcast host of this podcast, the Be a Boss Coaching Podcast. With every Friday, new Friday episode, I've been doing it alone. My original idea was to have just some friends and talk with them, and it was just too much to kind of coordinate schedules and coordinate people and coordinate topics. And so I just kind of started doing a lot of solo episodes. And actually, it's okay. I enjoy doing solo episodes now and then because they're quick. And I'm really talking about things that I've been thinking about, things I've been learning, themes that have come up for me during the week, during my coaching, or in things that I'm reading or listening to. And sometimes things, I just get ideas. And I want to talk to you today about journeys, the anatomy of a journey, the elements of a journey, the stages of a journey, however you want to call, whatever you think journey is, whatever your idea of like how journeys are made up. That is really what I want to talk to you today. And I thought about like the anatomy of a journey, I guess, because I feel like journeys, no matter what type of journey you're in, whether you are in a healing journey, an entrepreneurship journey, a new parent journey, they all have basic elements. I think they all have core elements. Of course, those core elements look different for people, but at the core, they're the same. And I thought about it. I'm like, well, we're all essentially going through our own hero's journey. And each journey, whether it is a healing journey, like I said, or business journey, they all go through the same type of core element. And so that's what I want to talk to you today, is to talk about what does an entrepreneurship journey look like? What does a journey look like? How does that fit in into the context of my journey as an entrepreneur? And essentially to look at it from the perspective of a hero's journey, because I think when you think about it from that perspective, where you are the hero of your own journey, you realize that everything that you're going through is normal. Everything that you're experiencing, all the challenges, all the hurdles, all the things, the difficult things that you have to get yourself over are normal. But when you figure it out, that's when you rise and become the hero of your own journey. So let's talk about journeys. And let's start with essentially how we walk and navigate a journey. And the way that I think about journeys really is, I think we, for the most part, have no idea that we're about to embark on a specific journey. I think for the most part, when we go on a journey, whatever type of journey it is, for the most part, we don't know that that journey is around the corner. And maybe, of course, I think we plan for a journey sometimes. I think, for example, you know, like if you're about to be a new parent, like maybe you're about to go on a new parent journey, maybe you are planning for that. But before making the decision to become a parent, if you're someone that planned it, maybe you had no idea. Like there was a version of you that was not even thinking about being a parent, right? There was a version of you where you didn't even see yourself as a parent, or maybe you did, but you weren't, you knew that it wasn't going to happen anytime soon. And you just sort of saw that as somewhere in the future. And so there's a version of you that's like living life and just doing life as you as possible without really knowing when this specific journey kind of jumps at you. And even when you do plan for it, like being a parent, you never really know when that moment is going to hit. I'm going to disclose a little bit something personal here, but like even for me, just thinking through being a parent, me and my partner Sean have been talking about it. And but there was versions of us where we had no discussion about that, like at all. And honestly, I don't think I can remember, I can't pinpoint exactly a time where we were like, hey, by the way, so should we grow our family? You know, like it's sort of just, it was something like we just started talking about it. And, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that we were going to start talking about it. It just sort of started to come up for whatever reason. And so I think that that's an element of a journey. It's like you never really know when you're about to embark on one. But when you do embark on one, when you do begin to have a conversation, or there's a seed that's being planted in your head, or you come across a problem, or maybe that journey just jumps right in front of you as you're just doing life, it's usually because there is a problem to solve. There's a problem that you need to solve. And for example, for me, I recently went or have decided essentially to go on what I call a skincare journey. I was like, I've been doing so much research and so much digging into skincare. For some of you that you're going to get to know me a little bit better this episode. So I've battled with acne for a very long time. Ever since I was a teenager, just acne has been part of my life, and I've been battling it for a very long time. And to the point where I started seeing a dermatologist, but I feel like I never really took that seriously. Like my acne is not severe. It's just kind of more like on the mild, moderate. Sometimes it does flare up really bad. And so recently I told myself, and this has been maybe about 2-3 weeks now, that I have been consciously telling myself, I am going to go on a skincare journey. I am on a skincare journey like that. I'm on a skincare journey for myself. And so usually that's a stage of a journey, right? It's like there's a stage where you're so unaware that you're about to go on a journey that either jumps at you, or you find yourself on a journey you don't even realize when you started to be on that journey. And usually when you jump on a journey is because you are ready for something else. You're ready to solve a problem, take matters into your own hands, whatever it is. There's a problem you need to solve. And within entrepreneurship, when I decided to go into that journey, it was because I was really thinking about a financial goal that I wanted to achieve. I wanted to pay off. I still do. I still want to pay off my student loans. And that was the main thing. That was the main problem with my skincare journey. I want to get clear skin. And I've thought about this just like, oh man, I've actually been on several journeys, really. I've been on a healing journey as well. Like the healing is like, I need to feel free of whatever burden I'm holding, whatever trauma I'm holding in my body, I need to like get rid of it, or at least not get rid of it, but at least face it so that I can be my authentic self and be different versions of myself, evolve into different versions of myself that can start a business and feels confident, right? So I feel like I've been on all these different types of journeys. And another element that I find is in every journey is that you're always motivated by an external force. So with my skincare journey, it's like I need to get clear skin. With my entrepreneurship journey, I need to reach my financial goals. With my healing journey is I want to be able to feel like I'm not hiding any secrets anymore. I need to feel open and free with my partner. Like before I went on a healing journey, him and I were engaged and we needed to, I was like, I had all these things that I wanted to do and there was just something about, there's something in me that wouldn't let me move forward because I was still pushing down a lot of things that I needed to heal from. And so there's, in a journey, there's always like an external force that I think pushes you to go into a journey. There's a goal that you want to reach or a higher version of yourself that you want to reach. So that's another element, is you're motivated by like an external force. And I invite you to think about whatever journeys you have been on. What are the factors, the external forces that pulled you into the journey? I like to think about it in terms of like pulling you in. So I invite you to think about the external forces that pulled you into your journey. What are some of the things that pulled you into whatever journey you're on? But once you're in it, once you begin that journey, sometimes you might not even realize that you're on a journey. Like when I started to do a lot of healing and talk with my therapist around a lot of things that I needed to talk about, I didn't realize at that moment that I'm like, oh, now I'm on a healing journey. In hindsight, I'm like, oh, that was the beginning, the genesis of my healing journey. I'm still on that journey. But there was something, I felt like there's a force that pulled me into that. With my skincare, I was like, I am so ready to clear up my skin. I have been throwing money at this problem, trying to see if other people, like these medical doctors can help me and help me with the skin and put my trust into the medical field. And I'm like, ugh, fuck these guys. I was working, I'm like, I kind of went off on a tangent there, but I been going to a dermatologist and I did have a really wonderful dermatologist back in New York. And unfortunately, I moved to LA and the dermatologist that I'm working with now, I just hasn't really been working. And I'm like, I can no longer take this anymore. especially now that I put myself out there a lot more, I'm like, I want to feel confident and my skin makes me feel confident sometimes. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to just take matters into my own hands. And I was like, I'm just going to research YouTube videos, skincare videos, and like do all this research. And so I've been really investing in a lot of skincare products. But that takes me to my third element of a journey, is you get into this research phase, right? You get into this phase of wanting to learn and gather as much information. It happened with my entrepreneurship journey. I just went ham on listening to podcasts, reading books, going to courses, paying for coaching. I went so ham on wanting to learn everything there is to learn about business, about coaching, the coaching industry. And that's all I wanted to do. just listen to people, talk to people. That's all I wanted to do. Skincare, same thing. All I want to do now is watch YouTube videos about skincare and watch TikTok. My TikTok right now is just skincare and dermatology for the most part. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's not just that, but I'm getting a lot of skincare videos on TikTok. And same thing with healing. I was like, oh my God, what is other ways that I can facilitate my own healing process and journey? And listening to a lot of podcasts about healing, about trauma, about therapy, different modalities of healing. So I just went into this research phase, like learning phase. So that's another element that's like within a journey that I think happens. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Before we dive back into our discussion, I just wanted to take a moment to express my gratitude for tuning in. Your support means the world to me, and I'm thrilled to have you on this journey. Now, if you're finding yourself navigating the roller coaster of entrepreneurship and could use a guiding hand, I got just the solution for you. That's where BeABossCoaching.com comes in. It's your one-stop destination for all things entrepreneurship coaching. Whether you're seeking guidance on strategy, mindset, or anything in between, I've got your back. Head over to BeABossCoaching.com to learn more about the support I offer and to book your free one-hour coaching call. Trust me, taking that first step could be the game changer you've been looking for. Thanks again for listening. And remember, you've got what it takes to thrive in the world of entrepreneurship. Let's make it happen together. Another element of a journey is then you get into a trial and error phase. And I think this phase is sort of not just like you're in this phase and then you move on. I think this is a forever phase, a trial and error, because you start to learn all these things, right? But then you want to take action and you're like, wait, okay, so what should I do first? Should I do this? Should I do that? And then you take action and then you realize, maybe I should have done this first. And you begin to go into trial and error mode. I think this can probably speak a lot to, for example, if you're a new parent and you're a first-time parent, you're probably trying things and new techniques to help your child go to bed or something, you know? And you probably go deep into experts talking about parenting. And you try these things and it doesn't quite work. So you go into another forum or anywhere where you can find different information. And you try that. And you see if that works for your non-sleeping child. With my healing journey, you might be looking for different modalities and therapists who try different things, EMDR or maybe CBT, you know, it's other modalities that might work for you. And you're like, yeah, this doesn't really work. And it might even come down to the therapist. Like, I didn't really feel this therapist. I'm going to look for another one. Or therapy is not for me. I'm going to go the spiritual route or, you know, whatever that looks like you begin to try new things. So I think a trial and error is it. There's no skipping or going over that phase, like that is an element. And I think it happens continuously. I don't think it stops, but it happens throughout. But then after a lot of trial and error, you might come to a phase where you feel like nothing is working and you want to give up. I have certainly come to those points in my entrepreneurship journey where I feel as if I've tried everything and nothing is working. What am I doing wrong? And should I pivot? Should I go get a job? Those points I have definitely have felt in my own journey. I think with skincare, in my skincare journey that I'm so deeply committed to right now, this is the tough part about this journey is that there's so many ingredients and products out there that finding something that works for you and your skin is going to take time. And I'm realizing that now. It is a journey because you have to take risks on things that you want to try. My skin might get worse. And that has already happened to me. I've tried different products and it just flared up my skin. And now I'm realizing, oh, wait, I should probably test it out on a little patch first. So there's a lot of trial and error, but then there's definitely been times where I'm thinking that, oh my God, nothing's gonna work. I'm just gonna live with acne for the rest of my life. And then eventually I do find something, and I have found something that has been working, which is great. I realized that I kind of have thought about what has worked for me in the past, and exercising for me has really helped. So I have if I was consistent with my working out before, I am 1,000% more consistent now. And I think I have found the fact that my skin is really important to me. Like now I'm like, oh, let me actually put in some effort and some thought into how I take care of my skin. And I actually really enjoying it, and it's really motivating me to go work out, and it's actually helping. So I feel like there's a combination of things that I am learning to that help me, and I am definitely investing in products that I'm hoping will help me, but of course some don't. And I'm learning more about me and my skin. And it's the same way with entrepreneurship. There's things that I'm trying, new strategies that I'm trying out, new tools that I'm trying out, different things that I'm trying out. And some work and some don't. And I'm learning about myself in the process. But it takes me again to this next point where you begin to learn a lot about yourself. Like I just said, I was learning a lot about myself in my entrepreneurship journey. I'm learning a lot about my skin in my skincare journey. I'm definitely learning a lot about myself in my healing journey. And I'm sure other people, perhaps a new parent journey, are learning about themselves as their new parents. They're learning new things about themselves. And that's part of the process. That's part of the journey as you begin to learn new things about yourself. And then you come to the realization that there is no end to a journey. There's no end destination. Even when you do reach an initial goal or when you do solve the initial problem that you had in the beginning, you will always have to continue to adapt because of those outside forces that pulled you into that journey in the first place that might come back or might shift into a different type of force that you didn't realize. And all of that is out of your control. These external factors that pull you into a journey, they're out of your control. So there's no end goal or end destination to a journey. There is just adapting. You're just adapting to the forces around you. I'm thinking about my skincare journey right now. And I'm like, there was a point that I had really clear skin, and this was back in New York after I had gone to see a dermatologist. And of course, I had stopped to see him. I stopped taking the medication and my acne came back. And I couldn't go back to see him because the pandemic had hit. And at that point, I was like, well, no one's even going out. I'm not going out. I'm not seeing anybody. It's forbidden to see anybody right now. So I completely forgot about my skin. It wasn't terrible, but I could live with it. And so those are external forces that I had no control over, right? I didn't have control over the pandemic. And when I moved to LA, and this is something that I had already figured out, but whenever I would be in LA, I lived in New York for 8 years. And when I would come visit, my skin would immediately break out. And I think it's because of the air quality here in LA. It's just there's more smog. And those, again, those are out of my control. So I had to continue to adapt to my journey and to my skincare journey. And I'm realizing that now, like, I'm always gonna have to think about different factors that I cannot control, but I have to learn about me. And the same thing with my entrepreneurship journey. There's just things that you cannot foresee. There's economic trends that you can't foresee, or maybe you can, but sometimes things come out of left field. Like, who would have thought a pandemic would have hit and would have impacted millions of businesses? So there's just things out of our control that we have to learn how to adapt to. And that is part of the journey. Another element of a journey is a result may not come until days, weeks, or even months after you're trying new things, after you're like, okay, there's this goal that I want to reach. I'm going on this skincare journey. I'm going down this entrepreneurship journey. I'm going on this parenting journey, and there's this goal that I want to reach. And you might not see results until maybe even months later because you're trying new things. The first thing that you try may not be the first thing that actually solves your problem or helps you reach your goal. I'm seeing this in entrepreneurship so much because I have realized that it takes a long time to build relationships, to build community. And even with skincare, I go back to my skincare. I'm telling y'all, I am like, I'm going on a skincare journey. I'm going to take this into my own hands. And staying consistent to a skincare routine, that's something that I had to adapt to. And I'm realizing, like, I'm not obviously. If I'm trying new things, or I'm trying a new routine, it's not going to be the next day that I see results. It's going to take time. And so a result may not come until days, weeks, or even months, maybe years, especially with a healing journey, right? So at the end of the day, what we need within our journeys, whatever journey you're on, skincare journey, entrepreneurship journey, healing journey, a fitness journey, maybe a financial journey, a relationship journey, any journey that you are on. I want you to practice patience, grace, and the ability to adapt as you go. All right? That is what you need. Those are the tools that you need to keep yourself in this journey and to make that journey the best journey that you can be on. So the big takeaway here is you're overcoming a challenge, right? But you are becoming the own hero of your own journey. You are the hero of your own journey. This is why we love hero stories. I'm a big, huge Harry Potter fan. I love Harry Potter. I'm 34 years old. Of course, I grew up on Harry Potter. And but other millennials who love Harry Potter, why do we love that so much? Because it's a classic hero journey. He's overcoming a challenge. Then he ends up being this underdog that has these beautiful powers. And you are the same way. You're learning about all the different powers that you have, that you're learning about yourself, that you're bringing into this goal that you want to reach, or this new version of yourself that you want to reach. So be the hero of your own journey. I'm a Slytherin, by the way. I took the test and everything. And at first I was like, no, I'm not a Slytherin. But to be honest, y'all, like, Slytherins get a bad rap. We're very ambitious. And we're smart. And that's how I see myself. Of course, like, I don't have the Draco Malfoy personality. I think he's mean. But I'm so proud to be a Slytherin. Any other Slytherins out there, let me know. Shout me out. That'd be super cool. But that's all I have for you all today, y'all, is the anatomy of a journey, elements of a journey, stages of a journey, whatever you want to call them. I don't know, whatever. But I want you to think about journey, your journey, right? What has your journey looked like? Has any of these components come up for you? Let me know. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. I am inviting you to come on over to beabosscoaching.com and book a call with me. And I'd love to hear about your journey thus far as an entrepreneur, as a new business owner. What are some of the challenges that you've been facing so far? I'd love to help you out, get to know you, and help you become that boss that you want to be. So come on over, follow me on Instagram at Be A Boss Coaching. You can follow me on TikTok as well. And join my newsletter. You can see when new podcast episodes drop. And my newsletters, I want to say they're pretty good. Yeah, I like them. They're really cool. So come and join my newsletter. You'll learn so much from them. And thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And I'll see y'all soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Be A Boss Coaching Podcast. Remember to come on over to the beabosscoaching.com and book your free discovery call where you can learn more about coaching with me, what it takes to start a business and grow the skills while growing your business at the same time. I'm excited to learn more from you. Remember to sign up to our newsletter and come back every Monday and Friday for new episodes.